You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the Mystic River Chorale. Well, actually, the whole chorale is not here, but two of the important people are. Ray Brown is here, president. Welcome back, Ray.
Hi, Michael. I appreciate your spending some time with us today.
Nice to have you back again. And then the many-time guest, Frank Martignetti, is here. Frank is the artistic director, conductor, good guy, cute, cuddly. All those words describe you, right, Frank?
Thank you. It's just great to be back. Thank you for having us again.
I remember when you weren't even married, and now you're a famous married guy.
It's true. It seems like a long time ago.
That's right. We are going to talk about the Mystic River Chorale and their upcoming concert on Sunday afternoon, May 5th, 3 o'clock. It's going to be at the Mystic Congregational Church. Now, that is not the place where you had the last concert, Frank. This is a new venue or a return venue for you?
It's a return venue. We performed there in March a couple of years ago, and last May's concert was there.
Okay.
It's right in the village of Mystic, right where we rehearse, and in the center of the area that we serve, so we're happy to be right in our backyard.
All right. That's a good thing. And Ray, the chorale is doing well. Had a good concert last time, in your opinion?
It was sensational. I always like to say that there really are only two opinions that matter, the ticket-buying public and the director. And the ticket-buying public seemed to appreciate us, and the director gave us some kudos as well. So we feel it was a successful concert.
Wow. Frank, no whips you compliment them once in a while?
Only a little bit of bloodletting this time.
Okay. The concert on May 5th is going to be a little unusual, a little different for you. And maybe what we should do is go right to this little snippet of music and just play it for the audience, and then we'll come back and talk about it. How, you want to do that?
Sounds great.
Here we go. Different than what I expected it to be.
It certainly isn't typical choir fare. It's very interesting. You know, guitar is one of the most popular instruments played in our culture, and there isn't a lot of music for chorus and guitar. Jeffrey Van is a Minneapolis-based composer and guitarist. He's on the faculty of University of Minnesota, and that's a piece that he's written for classical guitar and chorus. It's four movements based on Walt Whitman's Civil War poetry, and it's called A Procession Winding Around Me, and that was the beginning of Beat, Beat Drums.
All right, and we'll get to hear the rest of that later in the program. And Ray, how does it feel to sing something like this? Is this way off base for you, or is it fun?
Well, it's incredibly challenging, which unto itself does make it fun.
Right.
But it certainly has our attention.
Okay. So you're not going to say that it's way off base, but it has your attention.
Absolutely. All no, right. it's anything that you can put together like that is fair game. So
now
it's going to be a nice piece.
Great. Your guest guitarist, Ron Murray, who has been on Conducting Conversations a few times himself, is going to be there and be your star performer, I take it?
Indeed. We're really excited. I mean, Ron has a devoted local following. He's so active throughout the Mystic area.
Sure.
And he's actually a neighbor to some chorale members and has been really, you know, really excited about the project. We're looking forward to working together.
Great. All right. And the concert is going to be, as we said, at the Mystic Congregational Church. And Ray, let's give them a website and phone number and stuff like that right now, and we'll give it again at the end of the program, but I like to do it at the beginning so people can write it down if they have a chance. If not, they'll catch it at the end.
Absolutely. The phone number to obtain tickets for the concert is 860-460-1487, or they could go to our website, as you say, at mysticriverchorale.org.
All right, great. And Frank, let's get back to the music now. Is all the music in the program going to be like that?
No, not really. It's amazing. You take a theme. You know, the last concert, the theme was German music, sacred music for string orchestra and chorus. This is classical guitar and chorus. There's a lot of diversity among that. There's some a cappella numbers. There's some with guitar. There's one piece with organ. But it's all music from Spanish or Latin American cultures or inspired by them in some way.
All right, great. Well, we'll talk more about that upcoming concert, but right now we're going to listen to some music from a previous concert. Tell us about this.
On more familiar territory, this is from our January concert at Harkness Chapel at Connecticut College in New London. This first piece is Brahms' selection, which is basically just a very elaborate canon or round, and it's for organ and choir, and it is utterly beautiful. The text translates as, "Let nothing ever grieve thee."
Thank you.
Frank, probably the kind of music most people were expecting to hear today and from your previous concert, which I understand was very successful, as we talked about earlier. Let's try to squeeze in a couple more pieces of music in this first segment from that concert.
Definitely. I was actually surprised that last piece that many in the chorale hadn't sung it before, so it was wonderful that it was the first opportunity for them to sing it. The next two numbers, the first one is sung by our chamber singers, which is the small group from within the chorale, and it is a setting by Mendelssohn of Psalm 69, O Be Joyful in the Lord. It is in English, and the piece after that is one of Beethoven's later pieces, and it is written in memory of a friend who had died.
All right, we'll listen to as much of that one as possible as time allows, and then we'll be back with more of the Mystic River Chorale.
Thank you.
are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with the Mystic River Chorale representatives, Ray and Frank, and we've been talking about their upcoming concert on Sunday afternoon, May 3rd. And Frank, I know that with a chorale, there's lots of people involved. Actually, I should probably address this to Ray as president. About how many people are there in the chorale, roughly?
We usually hover right around the 40 member range.
40 members, and then you have instrumentation that has to come along, and about how many pieces accompany you in a concert like this?
Well, the last concert we had a 16-piece orchestra. This concert, it's just a guitar soloist and our wonderful accompanist, Aymeric Dupré-Latour.
Oh, could you say that again?
I will try. Aymeric Dupré-Latour.
All right.
He's a French harpsichordist based in Stonington.
He's really French?
He is really French. He's based in Stonington and works for Zuckerman Harpsichords as their artist in residence. And he's a real treasure. We've been so lucky with accompanists. I've been with the chorale since 08. We've had three wonderful accompanists in that time. And I know because I don't always have that person present in other places I work. So it's such a gift to have a skilled accompanist with you, to be really not just a helper, but a collaborator in every sense of the word.
Excellent. And we're talking about the concert, and we listened to a couple pieces from what was your concert last time, and now the rest of the pieces we'll be listening to will be what's coming up. So this next piece is about what?
This is a foretaste of things to come. This is a part of Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco's Romancero Gitano, which he wrote in 1951, once he had settled in California after fleeing fascist Italy. And it is a setting of some poems by Lorca, the Spanish poet, for guitar and choir. This one is called, very simply, La Guitarra. You can guess what it's about.
Oh,
although, Frank, you asked me to guess what that last piece was going to be about, and I'm guessing it was probably the guitar.
Very good, Mike.
and I don't even speak anything except Rhode Islandese. You have no comment about that, do you?
None at all. None at all.
Most of your music probably is not sung in Rhode Islandese.
No, we try hard to make sure it's not sung in any kind of New England accent. It's amazing the work we go to have people. I actually tell them to emulate radio announcers.
Well, there you go. You mean you put R's on things, or?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But not the American R.
R. Or, you know, in Rhode Island is pizza, you know, with an ER on the end instead of pizza. And then there's Lisa instead of Lisa, you know. And, mm-hmm. and things that do end in ER usually end in an A. So,
yeah. You know. It's amazing the differences of speech.
All right. Let's get to another piece of music. And this is music we're listening to is obviously not the chorale because it hasn't happened yet, right?
That's correct. This next piece is by the San Antonio Vocal Arts Ensemble. I got to hear them live in San Antonio about 12 years ago. And this piece is very unique in that it is the first piece of polyphonic music printed in the Western Hemisphere. It was published in Lima, Peru in 1631. Hmm. And it is from a liturgical book compiled by a Franciscan missionary who worked with the Inca in Peru. And we think it may even pre-exist Christianity in South America and possibly be a rehash of an older Incan piece of music.
Chapusi Queen, Baracacta Muchas Carti, Yubaruga Pocoglaki, Runacunapsuya Queen, Kalpanak. Just fine.
Oh, interesting music, Frank. We have time for one more piece before the next break. What will it be?
I want to share with listeners the entirety of the piece we opened with, Beat, Beat, Drums, the Whitman poem, From a Procession Winding Around Me, by guitarist and composer Jeffrey Vann.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Mystic River Chorale. Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Mano, sitting with representatives of the Mystic River Chorale. Frank is here once again, and Ray Brown, president, and we're talking about their concert, upcoming concert, on Sunday afternoon, May 5th. We'll have Ray give you all those details in the next, after listening to a couple more pieces of music. Frank, one of the things that frequently gets asked to me about some of the groups that I have on the show is if there's something like a chorale or a community chorus or an orchestra, a community orchestra, can people join? I get that question all the time because people are sometimes looking for things to do. Who wants to take that?
Oh, I can certainly take that one. Absolutely, we're looking for more people to join the chorale. It's a high-functioning group, but it's not intended to be in any way intimidating. I mean, there is an audition process, but again, the audition should not be considered intimidating. Frank really just wants to listen to your voice quality. He wants to see if you can read music at all. So you usually bring in a piece that you've worked with before. He has you do a little bit of sight reading. Again, the idea is one of inclusion rather than exclusion.
Okay, but reading music is certainly a priority.
We find it's very helpful. There are people in the group who don't read a note of music when they come in. They learn gradually as they're going. Oh. Their work at first is a little more difficult because they have to record things and check them a lot. But we're very proud of the fact, as Ray said, that we are very inclusive. We have people with a variety of prior experience and skill levels. And I've actually never outright rejected someone in an audition for the chorale. I have said to them,
haven't tried out yet.
Well, there's still time. I've said, I think you should sit in on rehearsal and enjoy the experience and see if you think you can handle it at the end. And I find that adults usually know what they can do. And people are often capable of more than they think they are.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're talking about the upcoming concert, which is going to feature Ron Murray on guitar. And most of the music is based around the guitar. What's the next piece?
This next piece is going to be sung by our chamber singers. It's a wonderful piece that I love very much. It is by Carrillo, who is a Venezuelan composer. It is the Omanium Mysterium, sung by the wonderful Canadian choir Musica Intima.
Provided by the Mystic River Chorale, Ray, we've been talking about the concert coming up on May 5th. Let's one more time give them website information and phone numbers.
Absolutely. They may obtain tickets to the concert by calling 860-460-1487, or they can go to our website, mysticriverchorale.org. And the ticket prices are actually very reasonable considering today's economic situation. They're $20 for a full price. Seniors or students can get them for $18. And group rates are available if they call the phone number.
So call the phone number for group rates, but even at the regular full rate, that's quite a deal. If you're out going to other theater performances, you know that you can't come anywhere near that kind of price. So,
it's true. I'd like to include one thing. Our regular winter venue, Harkness Chapel, has a much larger seating capacity than Mystic Congregational, so we urge people to order their tickets in advance.
Order your tickets in advance. Don't be closed out. Call before midnight tonight, and you'll get a Frank Martignetti 8x10 glossy.
That's right.
Yeah, or something. Frank, let's go to this next piece of music. What do you have for us?
This is a Brazilian composer setting of Psalm 150, and it has become very, very popular among American choral conductors. And this is Aguilar's Salmo 150.
Thank you both for coming in this evening and being part of Conducting Conversations. A pleasure, as usual, to have you with us. And we're going to have to wrap it up rather quickly. Thanks for being here, Ray.
Thank you, Michael. It's always a pleasure to visit with our dear friends in Exeter, Rhode Island.
What a place. What a country. Frank, nice to see you again. And I hope the concert goes very well for you. I'm sure it will.
Thank you. It's been great chatting with you, Mike.
We have one more piece of music we can fit in. What will it be?
This is the Alma Llanera of Pedro Gutierrez. It's basically a second national anthem to the Venezuelan people. It's a typical Venezuelan dance rhythm, which juxtaposes 3/4 and 6/8 meters. It's incredibly joyful and fun, and it is the final piece on our May 5th concert.
Excellent. We will listen to that and then see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.